Hey guys, this is Matthew from the podcast Tired Christian Parents. My wife and I are super excited for the release of our first 5 episodes next week. But we wanted to go ahead and give you a preview, so we're going to play the first 5 minutes of our first episode for you today. You can follow us on Gab at Tired Christian Parents, and we'd also love to hear from you there in our DMs, or you can email us at tiredchristianparents@protonmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions that we can answer on the podcast. For now, enjoy this preview. We pray God's blessings on you and hope you have a wonderful week. So this is it. We're doing it.
We
just started the recording. The first podcast. The kids are, I think they're in bed.
Yeah.
Little girl, maybe. What do you think? Is she in bed?
I don't know. I'm kind of waiting for her to come in here.
Then we'll just have to do editing and take more time with this.
She's cute.
Yeah.
They'll hear her coming too.
So what's the plan tonight? Do we talk about us, who we are, let the people who are listening know?
I think we should go to our first caller. Is that a thing? All these questions that are just flooding in because we let people know that we're doing a podcast.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
So 18 years we've been married. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. 18. Yeah, 18. We've got 4 kids now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been places, done things. I don't know. Is it how do you talk about yourself while we stare at each other, knowing other people are listening?
I know, right?
And then we got to fill them in, right? So yeah. Help me out here.
Well, I was thinking we always give several versions of our story together. We give the basic version, the yada 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 version. Then we give the slightly longer version, and then we give the how long do you have version. So I thought maybe we could start with the
yada yada.
No. Well, we could start there. Let's work our way up to the very long, interesting version, the way that God has worked in our life.
Yeah. Well, you start and I'll interrupt as a man will do.
Men interrupt. Okay. So I was thinking that it'd be fun to go through the how we met version, because we always have conflicting, mine is right, stories. And so, yeah. And then we could go to the...
Well, start so that I can interrupt you.
All right. You just did. Jeepers creepers. Okay. So we met my freshman year, or our freshman year, in 1999 at Harding University in Searcy, Arkansas. It's over by Little Rock, for those of you that don't know. And I first saw you playing on the lawn, the courtyard. You were playing guitar, and you had your green hat on.
Billabong.
The Billabong.
It was a Billabong
I didn't know
hat.
If we should give out that detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And
it wasn't technically my hat.
I had
permanently borrowed it from, I can't remember his name right now, but if he ever listens to this, he knows where his hat is. Yeah, for a long time caller, first time listener.
Yeah,
go ahead.
But and you were skateboarding and just laughing, and I thought you were very cute.
Which, for the listener, you should understand that skateboard that she saw me on...
Penelope, right?
...was named Penelope, and it lasted until a couple months ago when our boys, our three older children are boys, and they broke it in half. Yeah. So Penelope lasted 22, almost 22 years. So
I think it was ran over by a car because they left it out.
Oh, well, I would like to tell the story that they broke it by jumping on it or something. So continue.
Okay.
Continue with your storytelling.
Okay. So that was the first time I saw you. And then you would play your guitar inside, what are those called? Like inside the dorms. They were like...
The lobby area.
The lobby area. Yeah. So it was a very conservative college, and... boys and girls did not get to go inside their dorms of each other, but there you could go and hang out in the lobbies. There's like couches and chairs and stuff in there under supervision. But you were playing your guitar, and I looked at my best friend at the time, and I said, if I were just friends with that guy right there for forever, if he just knew my name, that would be awesome.
And I don't believe that story.
It's so true.
I'm not that cool.
You were so cool.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's very flattering. And the first time that I met Colleen was in the cafeteria, and I thought she looked like a mouse. A beautiful mouse, but a mouse. And nonetheless, and I thought she was rude to me because she didn't talk to me. And you know how she just described me as being very cool. And I apparently, since I was that cool, I thought everybody should talk to me. And she did not.
I couldn't talk to you. You're so cool. You're out of my league.
Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed that preview. We hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next week for all five of our first episodes. See you then.